So before you get into how she was treated, maybe we can just take a step back and talk about a couple of things. First of all, in terms of workup, again, from the point of view of the general medical oncologist, what do you consider sort of the essential workup of a patient presenting with AML?
All right. So I think, first of all, patients we present with AML generally have some sort of hematologic compromise, cytopenias, elevated white count. So the first thing I look at is to see whether there is anything diagnostic in the peripheral blood. If there are increased numbers of peripheral blasts, and generally anything above 20%, you can actually perform a lot of the diagnostic testing to make a diagnosis of AML just from the peripheral blood. In other instances, you'll need to perform a bone marrow biopsy. And so for either the bone marrow or the blood, there's about four things that absolutely need to be done in this day and age to make that diagnosis. One is the conventional hematopathologist looking at the size, the shape, the morphology of the blast, and really distinguishing, is this an acute versus a chronic? Is it an APL? Is it an ALL? So hematopathology, including any cytochemistry or stains they have to do, is essential, and blast count. The second thing would be to look at flow cytometry and to determine that there's myeloid versus lymphoid expression, and again to rule out APL. Particular nowadays with a lot of the targeted therapies, we are interested in knowing if a AML cell expresses CD33, because we have CD33 directed targets and we have experimental agents that are targeting another antigen expressed on stem cells, which is CD123. Following that, the third thing we look at is cytogenetic. We look at conventional cytogenetics and karyotype, and we also look at fluorescent in situ hybridization for specific translocations, which are diagnostic for acute myeloid leukemia. And that includes translocation 821, inversion 3 for acute promyelocytic leukemia, translocation 1517. We know that in acute myeloid leukemia, the most robust and validated prognostic marker for patients with AML is really cytogenetic abnormalities and whether they fall within a favorable, intermediate, or unfavorable karyotype. However, half of the patients that present with AML are going to have a normal karyotype. So the fourth and most important thing nowadays in many people's minds is to do the molecular characterization. We do next-gen sequencing looking for a panel of myeloid genes that are commonly mutated in AML. But therapeutically, we now have targeted agents, as you mentioned, that are directed against FLT3 mutations, IDH1 and IDH2 mutations. It's important to recognize that the most common mutation in AML is FLT3, and that only occurs in about 25 to 37% of patients. So there's no mutation in this disease that is found in more than a third. IDH1 is probably found in 5 to 10%, and IDH2 probably in 10 to 15%. So between the two of them, IDH1, IDH2, really found in less than 20% of AML patients.